Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Where is it? No! No. 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 Yes! Yes! Ah, yes!
Loyal Polly.
Ah!
Polly. Listeners. I know it may be difficult to see the folly of a world without Heart Life from what you've been hearing. That is to be expected. We've only journeyed as far as the tower, that bastion of hope and strength that even the rebels can sense in their own misguided, traitorous way. It insulates them from this very real destruction that they are raining down upon themselves. However, now! Now these mutinous ne'er-do-wells journey down into the tunnel below, those forgotten and abandoned tunnels that for some time now have been without the careful attention of the company. What horrors lie within the ruins of their former homes? What inevitable realizations will be made regarding the beneficent guidance of Heart Life?
All right, Grayson, Hopper, you ready with the pump?
Ready.
Everybody, brace yourselves. Come on, people. We can't be getting lax here. Brace yourselves.
Just open the door already. Hey!
Go ahead, Tim. We're braced.
All right. On the count of three. One, two, three! All clear, everyone.
Just like the last 10 levels. At what point are we allowed to unbrace ourselves?
Where'd all the water go?
Maybe it just receded.
Maybe it changed from H2O to H2NO. Huh? Huh? I'm working on some new routines!
Guys, come on. Look at these tunnels.
We are.
Where's the mess?
There isn't one?
Exactly. No garbage, no debris, no cracks or holes or drips. Tunnels are supposed to drip, right? That's a thing down here.
I'm pretty sure that's just a stereotype. Not all tunnels drip.
Most do.
Well, yeah, most, but not all.
Guys, do you see anything out of place at all?
What are you saying?
I'm saying these tunnels have excellent feng shui, and that doesn't just happen. They've been designed.
What in the sky blazes? Archie, Popper, what's going on here?
Ask the moles.
Moles?
Moles? Oh, look! They're disgusting and adorable.
Howdy, fellas.
Not another step, people.
Yeah, or the tunnel gets it.
Yeah, nice one, Ferris.
Ash? Ferris?
Oh, hey, Mr. Grayson. Look, Ferris, it's Mr. Grayson.
Hi, Mr. Grayson.
You're alive.
We know.
It takes more than a little moisture to keep the mole teens down.
Mole teens!
What happened to all the water?
That? Oh, we pumped these tunnels out ages ago.
What about the algae farms? Are they...
I think they're okay. Ash?
Yeah, Boggy got those up and running last week.
Thank the directors, was saved. The moles can harvest the algae for us.
No?
And we can focus on sanitation and motivational color schemes and... Did you say no?
I did.
You're not supposed to know that word. How does it know that word?
Look, you're, mole.
My name's Ferris.
Look, Ferris, people in the tower are starving. They need that algae.
Think of what it's like when you can't get your worms.
Oh, we know.
We were living off maggots forever.
If I'd ever see another maggot again, it'll be too soon.
You know what we're talking about, then.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So you'll help us.
No?
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of new to this whole tunnel thing, but aren't you supposed to help people?
Do what we're told, you mean.
Whatever we're told.
Even if what we're told is stupid dangerous?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not how things work anymore.
Below ground is for moles. We make the rules.
Including, who gets access to our glorious new moldum? If you'd like, you can apply for temporary admittance to tend the algae fields yourselves.
Do we have to fill out forms, or...?
This is stupid! You think you two little mole pups can just stop us from walking into our tunnels?
Pretty much.
Well, we'll see about that. Let go of my hand?
Which hand? This hand?
Yes, that hand.
Oh, because I thought maybe you meant this hand. You know, the one on the structural support that holds up the ceiling.
No, no! She definitely did not mean that hand.
Oh, all right then. Anybody else feel like whacking a mole?
So, Ferris.
I'm Ash. He's Ferris.
Oh, so, Ash, how do we go about applying for one of these entrance thingies?
You'll all need to come with us. The entire labor will decide whether or not to approve your permit.
But no funny business.
Just funny pants. Well, hey!
Good one, Ash!
First they're saying no, then they're stealing my bits?
This way, people. This way.
All right, everybody. You heard the moles. Just keep calm and follow them.
Captain Jane never would have taken guff from a mole.
She absolutely would have if it meant feeding her crew.
Are mole people always this scary in person?
What? No, mole people aren't scary.
So we don't have to worry about them hurting us?
No. Well, probably not. I think.
All right, everyone, step this way. Move to the back. Make room for everyone. Thank you.
Oh, wow. You guys made your own elevator.
Yeah, we call it a lift.
Mostly because... Ferris, you got the rope?
Yep.
We have to lift him.
You're lucky. I think most of us are working on level 22 today.
How deep is this elevator shaft?
7,355 feet. I think.
Is that all? Does someone maybe want to help them?
Oh, we've got this.
I mean, what kind of moles would we be if we couldn't lift more than 10 people? Am I right?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Hey, speaking of falling to our deaths, did you hear the one about the mole who tripped on a comb and died? He'd fallen on hard times. Get it, moles? Because
the juxtaposition between the phrase fallen on hard times and the tines of a comb impaling someone. Yeah, we got it.
But why isn't a mole falling on a comb? We don't even use combs.
Because, you know, it's gotta be a mole. It's always a mole. Sheesh. Guy tries to calm everyone's nerves.
Archie, maybe don't make any more mole jokes while we're down here.
Or maybe just don't make mole jokes. Ever.
But that's like 3/4 of my material.
Here we are.
Oh, thank the directors.
Ash, get the break. Everybody watch your head on the way out.
The tunnels are a lot smaller than I remember.
Sorry.
This way. We've been doing some redesigning work. Maximizing their circumferences for stability in correlation with new tunnel theory and Schist's principle, which makes things a lot, shorter.
Must be comfier for you lot, though, huh?
True. We don't need near as many ladders and footstools. People! People coming through! Make way!
And we could connect Blueberry Circle directly with Sector Alice.
Ask and Shale to the digging of that new meerkat-shaped junction this week. Just as friends.
Snout and claw shape can be passed down from one's father. Why do you ask?
No reason, Dr. Pete. No reason.
Oh, how beautiful!
You like it? We can't get into the power station, so we've been using bioluminescent lichen for light.
A good use of organic design.
Some of the grown moles, they've been experimenting with glowworms in their homes. They don't think we know about that, but we do.
You don't say.
People! People coming through!
Ahoy there, you lot!
Hello, me.
Hello, Mr. Tim! Mr. Grayson! What are you doing down here?
They want to apply for a permit to farm algae in our tunnels.
And that one told a mole joke.
What's wrong with mole jokes? Everyone loves mole jokes.
Oh, take it from here, you two. Spread the word of a meeting, will you?
Will do.
Everyone to the meeting hall. Important vote in the meeting hall.
Quick, let's just beam the water mole and run.
Now, Hopper, how does that help us? We need food.
Besides, you can't hurt her. She's with the pup.
Yeah. Wait, what?
It's okay. You can come out. Jade, this is Mr. Tim. Can you say hi? Sorry, she's a bit shy. I was just helping her get her claws dirty, strengthening up those nails. Go on, show everyone how strong your nails are. Oh, that's adorable.
No, it's tough.
Oh, right. Tough.
Congratulations, Lomi.
What? Oh, no, no. No, no. She's not mine.
Jade? Jade? Has anyone seen Jade? Lomi, have you seen Jade?
No, I've not seen her at all.
There she is.
Who, me?
Jade, I have been looking all over for you.
Daddy, that's not me. I'm me.
Are you sure?
Daddy, that's a person.
Oh. Well then, I found you. Now, what do you say? Think we can find where your brother's hiding?
Let's do it.
Thanks, Lomi.
Don't mention it. Come along, everyone. The meeting hall's just over here.
Y'all sure have done a lot down here.
Yes, we have. Turns out, we all had very long lists of things we'd like to fix given our druthers. Seems the only thing holding us back was people telling us not to.
Sorry?
Well, not you, Mr. Tim, specifically. Though the thought is appreciated. Here we are. No offense, but it might be best if only one of you comes in.
Why?
The other day I met a one-armed mole and asked her to give me a hand. So she did! And here she is, a one-armed mole. Everyone, give her a hand! Please. They practically write themselves.
Just saying, we could take them quick and easy. Bam! We could take them!
Grayson, can I pet her fur? Is that rude? That's rude, isn't it? I should ask first.
I see your point. I'll go. Grayson, keep an eye on everybody.
Will do.
And tell Archie to shut up.
Will do.
All right, Lomi, lead the way.
Through here. Excuse me. Pardon me. Coming through.
Beg your pardon.
Don't mention it.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Excuse me.
You're very excused, sir.
Here you go, Lomi. The microphone's all set up for you.
Oi. And who's that hiding behind the curtains?
You found me, Aunt Lomi. You win.
Cole, you have to be quiet or else. Here he is, Daddy. Here he is. I found him.
Cole, there you are. You found me, Daddy. You win.
Can we play again?
In a minute. We have to play the voting game real quick.
Yay!
I love the voting game.
And why is that?
Because it is a vital part of the democratic system that safeguards the rights and responsibilities of our fellow moles.
Gold pebble for both of you.
Come on, you two. We need to let Lomi lead the meeting.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming on such...
Sorry.
On such short notice. As you can see, we have a guest. The people... Now, let's be civil. The people have come from above ground with a request for us. Mr. Tim.
Yeah. Thanks. Hello, everyone. Every mole. My name is Clear Skies Tim. And, we were on our way to harvest food from the algae farms when we... Well, when we ran into you all. I guess, if it's all right with you, we'd like to go... do that. Then we'll be out of your hair. Or fur? Mommy, do y'all have fur or hair?
Say please.
What?
Say please.
I've got something to say.
The floor recognizes Muddy.
How many times do I got to tell you it is the bastard Silty?
Come now, Muddy. There's no proof of that.
You don't even look like a Silty.
One of these days, We can't just be letting people down into the tunnels again all willy-nilly like. Next thing you know, they'll be giving orders again, telling us what to do.
Yeah!
How to build.
Yeah!
And grinding us into coffee.
Mr. Tin, anything you'd like to say to that?
Look, I don't know anything about coffee. And frankly, that makes me want to throw up a little. And I know sometimes people have treated you badly. Okay, we've always treated you badly, but things are changing.
His friend outside was telling mole jokes.
And he couldn't even be bothered to say please without Lomi up there whispering it to him.
Yeah!
Alright, yeah. I'll be honest. I've been on a lightning rig most of my life, and I don't know much about moles. I don't know if you have hair or fur, and I can't rightly tell which of you are he-moles or she-moles. I may have even told a mole joke or two myself. It's all new, treating you folk like regular folk. And yes, we don't even know enough to say please. So it'll take some time. We'll make mistakes and we'll put our feet in our mouths. I'll put my foot in my mouth, a lot probably. There might be some people who won't want to change and they'll be mean as ever. And I expect there'll be some moles who won't want to trust us. And well, there's nothing we can do about that except do our best by you. And maybe if we do our best and keep doing our best, well, things won't be the best, but they'll be better for both. And that's something. A start, maybe. So if I can, I'd like to try this again. Hi. I'm Clear Skies Tim, and I'd like to ask for your help, please. Thank you for your time. Lomi, are you okay?
I'm all right. It's just for a moment. You reminded me of Mr. Neil. Well, what say we? All in favor?
Aye!
All opposed?
Nay!
There we go, everyone. Another successful democratic vote. Good work.
This is a mistake. You mark my words, they'll turn on us first chance they get. I know they will.
Oh, shut up, Muddy. You don't know anything.
It is Bastard Silty.
Whatever.
Mark my words.
So, does that mean we can farm algae?
Eventually. The moles from the deep tunnels have to come up and have their say. But once that's done, you'll be able to farm.
Thank you, Loamy.
To think, me, shaking claws with a person.
No one's ever shook hands or claws with you before?
Only Mr. Neil.
Well, we can fix that. Everybody, line up. I think we ought to seal this with a good old claw shake.
Future policies. Can you not see the decadence, the grotesque perversion of the natural order? Moles ruling themselves, making their own decisions. People treating them as equals. This is the breed of chaos created when you turn from the loving control of the company. I take heart in knowing that this degenerate behavior of cooperation and inclusivity can only collapse as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for listening. This week, I'd like to give a shout out to Loyal Policy Fallon Gannon, one of our manager level Patreon backers. Fallon, your work crew has been granted free access to leftover Exclusion Day turkey rations. Enjoy, Loyal Policy. You've earned it. If you want to support our fair city, go to patreon.com/heartlifenfp and become a backer. You can sign up for as little as $1 a month, giving you access to bonus scripts, character playlists, and more. We could not make the show without our loyal Patreon backers. Thank you all so, so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.